Congress has a full to-do list this week. It includes agency funding bills. But how much can the divided House and Senate accomplish before lawmakers leave Friday for a two-week break? We pose that question to Bob Cusack. He's managing editor of The Hill. Hi, Bob.
Good morning, Tom and Emily.
All right, so how much can they accomplish this week, and what's on the top of their agenda?
Well, you have different chambers headed by different parties with different agendas. Basically, in the House, you're looking at Paul Ryan's budget. That's a big thing, a big push. It's a non-binding budget resolution. The Senate is not going to do a budget this year, but this is going to be a tough vote for some House Republicans, some who are in tough primaries, some who are in tough general elections. Will it pass? Yes, but not any. No Democrat is expected to vote for it. So Paul Ryan, who crafted this budget resolution, which Democrats have attacked as attacking the poor, has to get enough Republicans to be on board. I think he will do that, but it's going to be a tight vote. The Senate, a little bit different. They're working on a Pay Equity Act. That's something that they pushed down the stretch of the 2012 presidential election. Senate Republicans blocked it. This would help women who feel that they have not been paid enough in the workplace it would help litigation and other changes to the law. Republicans say there's enough litigation in this country, they're going to oppose it. So it's all kind of an election year kind of message as they go out before the two-week recess.
The House, Paul Ryan's budget, I mean, it's largely thought of as a Republican platform, right, for the election. So for which Republicans is this a really tough vote?
Well, it's a tough one. Someone like Walter Jones, he's a Republican from North Carolina. He is in a tough Republican primary. He usually votes no on the Paul Ryan budget. That could hurt him in a primary challenge. His challenger could go after him for that. There's also a Republican, Chris Gibson from New York. Democrats are targeting his seat. They think that this is a gift. Democrats think these massive cuts are a gift for the Democratic Party. So they're going to use, if he votes yes on this, then they'll use it in the general election as a campaign ad. Gibson voted no last year. He hasn't told us whether he's going to vote yes on it. So this budget has also been attacked by the right. Sarah Palin calling it a joke, saying it doesn't cut enough. So a lot of controversy around the Paul Ryan budget, but generally speaking, the conservative base respects Paul Ryan and really likes his budget blueprint.
All right, so that takes care of the budget, or maybe doesn't take care of it. What about some of the tax policy issues? There are extenders being debated and so forth. Where is that all headed?
Yeah, you have a new Finance Committee chairman in Senator Ron Wyden. And he doesn't like these kind of patchworks of tax extenders, which allow companies to write off basically their business, their tax write-offs in the bill that's moving through Congress for NASCAR racetracks, for the movie industry, for biofuels, wind energy. And Wyden, because it's election year, he said, okay, we're going to pass these so-called tax extenders one more time this year. But then after that, we need to do a big tax reform bill. And it's interesting that Paul Ryan, a Republican from Wisconsin, and Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, actually have a good working relationship. And that could lead to a big tax reform bill, not this year, but next year. So these tax extenders are moving through committees both in the House and Senate, but are they going to pass before the election? No. They're going to pass in a lame duck session after the election.
What about the Dave Camp tax proposals, which, you know, if you put the politics aside, was a studied and reasonable effort at trying to get something done in comprehensive tax reform, even though there's plenty of room for debate on provision by provision? Is that just going to go away as he goes away?
You know, it's a marker, and some financial institutions who really don't like the Camp bill because there's a so-called bank tax provision in there, they're not fond of it. But this bill is not going anywhere. Camp is retiring. This is his last year as chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. Paul Ryan is going to be, in all likelihood, taking over for him next year. But some Democrats, you're right, Tom. I mean, some Democrats say, you know, we should engage. We should engage with Dave Camp and try to get some type of deal, because there's certainly some common ground in the Dave Camp proposal, but it just can't pass a Republican House. Not many Republicans have come out in support of that bill.
We're speaking with Bob Cusack. He's managing editor of the Hill newspaper. Bob, I want to turn to agencies' budgets. There have been a lot of appropriations hearings over the past couple of weeks. Can you just give us an update on what the president's blueprint looks like so far in terms of whether or not it will pass intact?
Yeah, a lot of cabinet secretaries have been coming up this spring, a lot on Capitol Hill this week to defend their proposed budget. And there is some unusual bipartisanship going on because, remember, even though we're talking about the Ryan budget, that is a non-binding budget resolution. That's not really going anywhere. That's going to become law. But Paul Ryan and Patty Murray late last year did reach a bipartisan agreement that passed Congress that avoided the chance of another government shutdown. And those set parameters of spending limits. Now, the appropriator's job now is to make law with those spending limits. So there's a bipartisan coalition that wants to get these individual appropriation bills through Congress, and their goal is, as it is every year, but they fall short, is to pass individual spending bills and get it done by the 1st of October. But that is so hard to do, especially when you have controversial bills. The most controversial appropriations bills is the labor, HHS, and education bill. You get a lot of thorny issues, controversial issues when you're talking about Obamacare, as well as education, as well as the Labor Department. So they're going to move forward on this, I think, starting after the recess, and then they're going to try to get as many as they can. But at the end of the process, I think they're going to get a few of the dozen or so appropriation bills done, and then they're going to have to lump the rest together and put them in one big bill.
But even if they get only a few done, that's still seen relatively good compared to some recent years.
Yes, yes. Their track record has been weak, and the Appropriations Committee Chairman, Barbara Mikulski, in the Senate, Hal Rogers, in the House, they're working closely together. They want to get something done. So the White House is cooperating with them. So, yeah, I think their track record is going to be better this year, but as we get closer to the election, it becomes tougher.
Yeah, well, if they don't, it won't because of a lack of hearings, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And I guess the other big issue that would affect a lot of federal agencies is the immigration question, which has so far been a lot of Sturm and Drang and hot air. But anything going to happen there?
You know, I think watch Jeb Bush. Jeb Bush has been doing more interviews recently. He is talking about running for president. I think he will run for president. He is someone who favors comprehensive immigration reform. So that would make it very difficult for him to win a Republican primary. But he has support from the establishment, the powerful establishment in Washington. When he went on Tonight Show, Speaker John Boehner has said some nice things about Jeb Bush running for president. So the Republican Party doesn't feel like they have to pass immigration reform this year. But many powerful kingmakers in the GOP think, yes, after the election, before the 2016 election, if they want to win the White House, they've got to pass some type of immigration reform. And remember, the Senate has acted. A bipartisan bill passed the Senate. It is sitting in the House. Boehner has tried to move his people to support some type of immigration bill. They were unsuccessful Republican leaders. But I think they're going to try again after the election.
All right, Bob Cusack is managing editor of the Hill newspaper. We'll see what happens. We'll have you back in a couple of weeks to see do the curtain opener for us.
Sounds good.